Good morning. I'm glad to welcome all of you to our worship service today. We're also glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come visit with us again. A couple of announcements for you. Our youth are on their way back from their mission trip in San Francisco right now. I saw something on Facebook that said their flight out of San Francisco left last night at 11 o'clock San Francisco time, and they've been coming ever since. So anyway, they're on their way back. It looks like they've had a great week, and I think their learning has grown. Leisure timers, please notice you have an event this week. Connie, is the sign-up sheet still out there? It sure is. Okay. Okay. All right. So if you're on the list, you'll get all the extra details. If not, you will be in the dark. All right. Julie Pell is here. We're having the celebration for her on July 7th at breakfast. Don't tell her. Do what? You're not invited. That's right. We're celebrating that you're leaving. No. Yeah. No. Our celebration to honor Julie as she leaves us is July 7th, not January. July 7th. It's a breakfast. So be here at 8:30 and enjoy breakfast with us as we celebrate Julie's 12 years of working here. Even at that, you're not leaving after that, right? You're still going to be here on Sundays and stuff, right? Okay, good. All right. Jim, you wanted to talk about the world.
That reminds me of a paper a student once wrote. The title of the paper was "The Universe and Related Topics." So, Pastor Garrett says I'm going to talk about the world. We'll be here a while. No, I actually want to tell you, if you have been reading about the global Psalms that we've been doing, Pastor Gary and I cooked up an idea that was intended for Pentecost, didn't quite make it, so we moved it to Christ the King Sunday, which is the last Sunday before Advent. And we're going to be celebrating the message of Jesus around the world. The fact that every nation, in some form, sings praise to Jesus. And so we're going to be learning some of their songs. We started already, and we'll continue today. That's where we'll be singing their offertory song, a song from China. To help you keep track, you'll notice out in the context of the big map, and it says global songs. And that will be the title of the songs that we're learning and where they're from. So you can kind of appreciate the vastness of the gospel. And as you learn the songs, then when we get to Christ the King Sunday, it will be truly a celebration that you can join your voices with the voices of those all around the world that love Jesus and sing his praise every week.
Thank you. As soon as he gets back on the bench, let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy.
Through this Holy Ghost and for all who hear their worship and praise, let us pray to the
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of a sorrowing world. In your mercy, set us free from the chains that bind us, and defend us from everything that is evil. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Do it. A reading from Isaiah. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation that did not call my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servant's sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. The word of the Lord.
Reading from Galatians.
Now, before faith came, we were in prison and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. The word of the Lord.
God has done for you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A man left work on Friday afternoon, but instead of going home, he stayed the entire weekend out with the boys, spending his entire paycheck. When he finally appeared at home on Sunday night, he was confronted by his very angry wife and was barraged for 2 hours with a scathing tirade. She scolded, she nagged, and she nagged some more. Finally, she stopped and said, "How would you like it if you didn't see me for 2 or 3 days? To which he replied, "Well, that would be fine with me." Monday went by and he didn't see his wife. Tuesday and Wednesday came and went with the same results. Thursday, the swelling had gone down just enough where he could see her a little bit out of the corner of one eye. To tell the truth, I found several jokes about nagging wives, but that was the only one I felt safe enough for me to tell. A nag, it seems to me, is someone who knows what we should do, is right, and who won't let us forget it. And the reason a nag is bothersome to us is that we know what we should do too, but we don't want to do it. We'd rather go our own delicious way rather than by some restrictive diet. We'd prefer chocolate cake to broccoli. But then there's that nag, that spouse, that friend, that preacher, that conscience inside somewhere that reminds us and calls us to what we'd rather not think about. It was the demoniac who made this clear. Jesus had crossed the Sea of Galilee, and when he got out of the boat, a man with demons met him. To say this guy was possessed is an understatement. Later on, we find out that the demon in him was named Legion, for there were many. They made him wild. He would run around naked and live in tombs and break any shackles they bound him with for his own safety. His behaviors were self-destructive and out of control. And when he saw Jesus getting out of the boat, he ran down to him and fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Oh, how often we've wanted to shout the same thing, haven't we? Haven't we? Oh, how often when we're doing our own thing, the things we want to do, running wild and following our own delicious way, and that nag Jesus shows up and ruins it all. Right in the middle of all the fun, there is Jesus reminding us that the way we've chosen is not God's way, calling us to look not to our own desires, but for the good of our neighbor, urging us to live not our way, but God's way. "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" we shout, hoping he will just go away. "I beg you, do not torment me," we plead, praying that he will just leave us alone. But he doesn't. Did you notice that in our gospel story? Even though the man with the demons begged Jesus to leave him alone, Jesus didn't. And it even seems like the demons knew that their encounter with Jesus was unavoidable. Jesus wants what's good for us. Jesus wants healing and wholeness for us. Jesus meets us in the midst of our wild, out-of-control lives, but he doesn't leave us there. He heals us. In love, he reaches into our lives and makes us new. And with Jesus, we are changed. And that's what Jesus has to do with us. It's not about nagging. It's about transformation. It's about being led to forsake our ways and to follow God's way. It's about becoming God's people. It's about God's will becoming our will, about lives that are healthy and whole, about minds set on heavenly things instead of earthly things. It's about reaching to others in love, because we have been reached too in love. It's about an amazing, relentless compassion that seeks us out and never lets us go. And you can call that nagging if you'd like to. I call it grace. Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful God, you turn your people from stubborn ways and form us with your loving hand. Shape us that we might give your love to the world. Lead us to speak the language of love in all our actions and words. May we live together in welcome and understanding as one people in you. Lord, in your mercy, Father of love, we live in a chaotic, stormy world. Our lives are busy and frantic, and peace is sometimes so hard to find. Slow us down, Lord. Turn our eyes to you. Give us wholeness and your surpassing peace. Lord, in your mercy, you speak healing to all your people, loving Lord. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer in any way. Bless all in need and all whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living God, you are the one who gives life. As you have called countless generations to follow you, so now call us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Walk with us and walk before us, that we might be your people of faith. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God,
for the greening earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share,
and for this bread and wine.
Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity.
Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ broken for us. Risen to new life with you, send us now to bear your healing love into the wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord, amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. Well, the dog.